Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
I am Velocity Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with Fallen Woman, a weekly psychic fusion of forward thoughts, far-out ideas, magical foray, and spellbinding song. Stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.
The Way of the Leopard, Session 4. Healing and harmonizing with plant medicines.
Okay, so now I'm going to speak to you about plant medicine. I'm going to give you a little talk, speak about how we use plant medicine in South Africa and some of the benefits of using plants to heal and balance and harmonize your spirit and help you to connect more deeply to your heart and your place in this world. So we use plants, all different kinds of plants in South Africa. We use them to, as a wash, as a physical wash, to cleanse our bodies. We also use plants to drink, so as an internal medicine. We use plants to clean our homes, so as like a sprinkle. And we also use plants to cleanse our cars or any kind of living space or even working space. So we speak about plants to wash with as the vasa. Vasa means to wash. Amayeza means plant medicine. So that's the word we use in South Africa. Plant medicine specifically to use to cleanse your spirit. So the vasa is to wash and ukusela is to drink. So sela is to drink. And ukuchiza is to sprinkle around your home. And we also use plants, we say qumisa, which means plants which we grind up and we dry and we use it to burn, so like incense. And we also use it in other ways to cleanse our spaces wherever we are. So the main idea behind using plant medicine as sangomas is to get rid of any kind of toxicity around us, any kind of pollution, whether they physical, mental, emotional, psychic, or spiritual. We use plant medicine as a radical form of cleansing and also protection. So we believe, as traditional shamans in South Africa, we believe that as you work and cleanse with plant medicine, it helps you to go to deeper states of dreaming and deeper states of spiritual practice. Because we believe that one of the obstacles sometimes to advancing our spiritual practice is what we say is moyamdaka. Moyamdaka means evil spirit, but it's a loose term. It also means, moyamdaka means dirty air. So it's a kind of pollution. So on one extreme, you've got maybe from 0 to 100, on a small level, you've got moyamdaka, which could be physical pollution. You have physical pollution from your environment where you're living. And then as it goes up towards maybe 20 or 30%, you're dealing with maybe emotional pollution, negative thoughts or sadness and things like that, which might come from yourself. And then as you go further up the ladder, you maybe receive negative or emotions which other people are projecting onto you. So that's another form of, you could say, toxicity or moyamdaka, dirty spirit or heavy air, dirty air. And then on the very, very extreme, you're dealing with curses where people use, either unconsciously or consciously, they hurt other people with their words or their speech or their action. And that has a negative effect on people. So this practice working with plants is to harmonize and neutralize negative energies, whether they from the environment, whether they're from your own mental or emotional processes, or whether they're from other people and or difficult environments like warfare, plant medicine is highly effective to nourish your spirit and also enhance your spiritual practice. So I found this very, very beneficial for me, and I can speak a little bit more about it. And that is, you often find that some of these reasons behind this is that positive ions develop around people, creating a fatigue or depression or lower states of energy. And the negative ions is more like a positive feeling. So you often find that if you're feeling a little bit grumpy or a little bit fatigued, you have this accumulation of, you could say, positive ions around you. And then when you go for a walk into a park or any kind of nature space, afterwards you start to feel much better. And the reason is because nature, in particular the green of nature, plants have a way of removing the positive ions off people. It's just a particular way that nature operates. Nature absorbs positive ions through its natural photosynthetic process. So you often feel so much better after walking in a park or walking where there's lots of large trees. So working with plant medicine is basically working with these principles and also helping you to develop what I call a green aura. So the more you wash with plants externally, the more your aura takes on the green of nature. And that's what facilitates deeper dreaming and also some form of immersion into the natural world. Now, indigenous people have known this for centuries. That's why washing with plant medicine is common throughout the world amongst indigenous people. So they would literally take, like in South Africa, we would literally go into the bushveld or into the forest, and we would harvest medicinal plants and then process them through pounding them with a mortar and pestle and then leaving them in the sun. And then afterwards we would gather them and place them into water and let them soak overnight or over a few days. And then we would sift the herbs and use the medicinal plants and water mix to wash ourselves. And I have found this an incredibly powerful technique that has enabled me to go to much deeper states of dreaming. So sometimes I have clients who come to me who've done a lot of Reiki or energy work, and they feel very heavy and very exhausted. And they say to me, they don't know why, because they do a lot of visualizations before their practice with a client, and they do visualizations afterwards. And I'll say to them, well, we are not just spiritual creatures. We are mind, body, and spirit. If we were just spirits, then a visualization would be perfect. But because we have this physical body, we're living in this physical reality, we need to use something physical to cleanse ourselves before a treatment with a client and then after a treatment, to remove any kind of pollution or toxicity that we naturally absorb from the client as a way of healing the client. So when you work with plants to cleanse yourself, it helps to remove, like I say, these positive ions or this toxicity. And also it helps to protect you. It creates a grid or a filter over the skin. So if you do a plant wash before you go to sleep at night, I always recommend that people don't use any soap or shampoo, just cleanse with the plants, and that helps you to go to what I say a deeper state of dreaming. Because indigenous people, like my Sangoma friends and myself, we know that when your spirit or when your body is protected with plant medicine, because it forms a grid or filter over your skin, you feel a little bit more positive in the dream state. You feel a little bit more courageous. You don't get as scared, which means you are able to go to deeper places, deeper states. And also it helps you to remember your dreams. So these techniques of plant medicine is all about protecting and cleansing the spirit. Because I need to just reemphasize, as a Sangoma, I am a spirit doctor, a spiritual doctor. So we work to strengthen the spirit of people so that they have more dynamic lives, so that they can reach their fullest potential. so that they can connect with the people they need to connect with, so that they can realize their gifts in this world and the next. When I say the next world, I mean in the dreams, and also literally when you die in the other space. Because each day we die, because each day we dream and we enter another space. So this whole practice that I'm teaching you with the Way of the Leopard is all about connecting with your spirit, connecting with your intuition in a courageous way as a warrior. Okay, so I've spoken about the positive effects of plant medicine, how we use it in South Africa. And now I'd like to introduce you to this practice of working with plant medicine. And this practice is a practice that I've developed after over 20 years of working traditionally in South Africa and then bringing my medicine to the West, Europe and North America. It's a particular technique that I've developed, and I'd like to share it with you. And I just need to say a few words around that. I'm very happy for you to use it, use this technique to cleanse yourself. However, I just want to point out that I wouldn't be happy for you to teach it to others, but you do have my permission to use it for yourself, to cleanse your body and enable you to go to a deeper place with your spirit. Okay, so thank you for that. It's just a few things that you need to gather for these plant treatments and also to harvest and procure plant medicine. So the first thing I recommend people get is a plastic basin, just a white square plastic basin that you might use to wash your dishes with. I recommend that you buy a new one to work with plants and that you just keep it with you for your plant medicine. And the second thing I recommend that you get is a mortar and pestle. You can get either a wooden one or a stone one. I find stone very good if you're not traveling, because it really pounds the herbs into a very fine state and makes it easier to work with. Then the third thing you need to get is a gallon of water, or a gallon water container. That could be plastic or it could be glass. In Europe, we call it 5 liters. In America, it's a gallon. And then the fourth thing, which is very helpful for you to do, is to get some pipe tobacco, like American Spirit in North America. Or in Germany or Europe, you can go to a tobacconist and get loose pipe tobacco. And what we're going to use that for is to bless the plants before we take them from the environment. Okay. So the first thing is, I'm going to give you a number of different plants which you can use to cleanse. The most important is plants which are grown in your immediate vicinity, because we often find plants in the immediate vicinity growing around where you're living are ones that will be very helpful to strengthen your spirit. They are your allies. So if you've dreamt about a particular plant and it's living close by you, that's a clear sign that this plant is your spiritual ally, and then you can develop a relationship with it. So before you procure or harvest or pick any plants, I would advise that you check with your local herbalist or people in your area to make sure that it's safe for you to use as an external wash. So I'm going to go through a process of working with plants as an external wash, because that's the safest and you can get a very deep experience from this. So some of the plants I've worked with and that I find very helpful are rosemary, lavender, pine needles, cedar, and white sage that you can get in North America and most places in Europe. And there might be other plants that you know that you've worked with, and I encourage you to carry on working with them. Just make sure, like I said, that they are safe to work with and use externally. There's one plant that I love that I've used a number of times, and that is mugwort. Now, mugwort has got an interesting story to it. It used to be used by the Roman soldiers as they occupied England. They put the mugwort underneath their feet to give them energy. And as they walked, the mugwort essence would go into their feet and give them energy and vitality and also give them good dreams. And it's interesting for me because I heard the story and I was amazed. Where I lived in Oxfordshire, that the mugwort was growing all the way along the side of the roads. So literally one of the jobs of mugwort and some of these other plants, but specifically mugwort, is, as we say, ukuvulindlela, which means to open the road. To open the road means to remove obstacles, to energize the spirit. And it's interesting how it's actually been used in that way by these Roman soldiers. And it's still growing along the pathways and roads around the United Kingdom today. So I find that very exciting. So these are some of the plants you can use. And what I suggest when you start this practice is that you just work with one plant. Don't mix them. Just work with one plant in the beginning until you are familiar with this process. So for today, I'd like to work with white sage. So I recommend that you buy some white sage from your local herbalist and that you grind up about maybe 2 or 3 tablespoons of white sage. You grind it up in your mortar and pestle. So it creates a very fine powder. And I recommend that you do this in a meditative way. So let's do this together. I just want to give you a moment to gather your white sage and gather your mortar and pestle. And maybe if you have an old newspaper, you can put the newspaper on the ground and then put the mortar and pestle on top and put the sage inside the mortar and pestle. We often use old newspapers in South Africa to mix the herbs and also to give them to the clients because it's very porous and also it's recyclable. So it's a very good resource for us. Okay, so let's begin. And then you've got your white sage in the mortar and pestle. And now we will start this process of mixing the herbs and turning the herbs into something magical to cleanse your spirit and to protect you. So I just want you to pause and just take a moment and just breathe in and out and feel your body and feel the heat in your body. That's very important. So you're going to tune into your heartbeat and you're going to feel the heat in your body. And again, you're going to bring your awareness to the little dancer, that space below your belly button. Take a deep breath in, breathing out. Breathing in. Breathing out. To connect a little bit more viscerally with your little dancer, you can just make the leopard grunting. Just to connect with that space below your belly button. So you're breathing in. Breathing out. Okay, and you're breathing. And now you can start pounding the white sage. And as you're pounding, I recommend that you do it in a rhythmical way. And often when we are pounding the herbs, we sing. And that's a way to energize the plants and the plant spirits. And also to create heat and friction. So you're doing it in a mindful way. So here we go. You could try the mama wam. Oh mama, mama wam. Oh mama, mama wam. Oh mama, mama wam. Mama zali wam. Mama zali wam. Oh mama zali wam. Mama. Mama zali wam. Mama zali wam. Abazali bum bum bum, Abazali bum bum, bum bum, oh Abazali bum, oh Abazali bum, oh mama wum, oh mama mama wum, oh mama mama wum, oh mama mama wum. And you're pounding away. And then you can stop for a moment and just get your fingers into the herbs and smell the herbs. So we're connecting with the sense of smell. This is very important. Close your eyes, smell the herbs with your fingers, and you decide whether the herbs and the heat have been infused enough or whether you need to carry on going. You need to carry on going? Okay, here we go. Ooh, mama, mama, wum. Ooh, mama, mama, wum. Ooh, mama, mama, wum. Ooh, mama, mama, wum. I just need to mention that if you have your own particular song that you prefer, then you can do that as part of your practice. I'm just giving you an idea of using rhythm to create heat, to infuse that with the plants and the plant medicine. Okay, great. Okay, so now you take that mixture of plants. If you have, we're looking for about 2 tablespoons for 1 gallon of water. Okay, so if you have more than 2 tablespoons, then just leave that in the newspaper and you can use that for another wash another time. Okay, great. So you're going to take those 2 tablespoons, you're going to put them into the gallon of water. And actually, before you do that, I want you to just pour out a little bit of water. So you want a little bit of air at the top of the gallon jug. So you're going to pour out maybe one cupful of water. You can pour. And what we normally do in our culture, we normally sprinkle a little bit of water on the ground. So it could be in your lounge as an offering to the spirits. And then we also pour the rest outside, just to say thank you to the nature spirits. It's only a little bit of water. Don't worry about it. So now you put the 2 tablespoons into the gallon of water. Now, if you have the time, you can mix that gallon of water and leave it in a special place in your home. I always recommend it to be put in a quiet place in the home, like maybe somewhere you meditate or somewhere that you maybe have a little bit of quietness, or a bit of reflection. And it's a place where there's not lots of movement. And I always recommend that you put the gallon jug on its side so that there's a greater surface area to absorb earth energy. And also the greater surface area will facilitate the mixing of the plants in the water. It will help the plants dissolve quicker. However, if you're a little bit short of time and you want to really go for this practice now with me, another way you can do it is you can pour the mixture into a cooking pot. So we can try that now so we can explore this meditation, the plant meditation. So you can take the gallon and then you just pour it into a big cooking pot, turn the heat on, and you want to cook it for about 10 minutes. First on high and then bring it down. You don't want it to boil. Okay, you want it to get warm and hot, but not boil. Don't boil it. And while you're doing it, you can get a wooden spoon and you're just going to stir it clockwise and then anti-clockwise and just put your intentions into the water. So my recommendation is that you honor your ancestors, you say your name, honor the great spirit, and you can also sing a bit or you can hum and you can ask for your obstacles or challenges to be removed. As we say in Xhosa, uvulindlela, please open the road. Open the road so that I can realize my destiny in this world and the next. So this is a meditation. It's a mindfulness practice. So listening to your heart, listen to the rhythms inside of you and connecting with the wooden spoon, connecting with the plants and the water and the heat. Everything is conspiring together to help you become a better human being. So take your time. And if there are other people in your house, it's okay to chat, but don't bring anything negative into the mix. So don't talk about dramas or ugly stories or terrible things that have happened. Don't do that when you're cooking the herbs. It's okay to have laughter around the herbs, joking, good energy, because that's what's going into the plant mix, which is going to be helping you. So just be aware of what's been said around the plants when you're mixing it. Keep it lighthearted, keep it playful, because the plant spirits love the energy of play and laughter, because that is what's going to ukuvulindlela. That is what's going to open the road for you. Just be mindful of that, please. That's a very important point. Okay, so you're mixing the herbs, a friend comes in, or your lover, and they want to give you a heavy story. You just say, not now, honey. We'll speak later. I'm just doing a mix of these plants. Keep it light. Sing a song. Tell me a joke. And then we'll discuss discuss more serious things later. Okay, so there you go with the mixture. You're doing it now for maybe about 10 minutes, and then you feel it getting really warm. Let it simmer for a bit, and then you're going to pour it into that basin, that square basin, that square tub that you're going to put your feet in. So pour it in, and maybe you want to get a sieve so that you keep some of the plants behind. So pour most of the water in, and then you're going to put some cold water in so that it's not too hot for your feet, because you're basically going to be putting your feet in, or you can put your hands in. There's two different treatments, feet or hands. I like to start with their feet because the feet need to be cleansed, because that's where the negative, positive energy comes through the crown of the head. That's the positive pole, like a battery. And our negative pole for all of us is our feet. And often that's what needs to be cleansed, because we have shoes on most of the day and socks. So a lot of energy gets trapped there, and it's a very effective way of healing the entire body through working with the feet. Okay, so you pour the herbs into your square plastic basin. Now you're putting some cold water in. Make sure that you don't put too much cold water in, because you want it to be nice and warm, verging on hot, but nice and comfortable and warm for your feet to soak in. Okay, so I'm going to give you a few moments to do this. Great. Okay, in the interim, once you've got those herbs that have been caught in the sieve, I'd like you to scrape it out and put that into the gallon of water, and then fill that up with cold water so that can carry on soaking. Because generally, I like to recommend that people do a 3-day cleanse working with the same herbs. Okay, now you can put the gallon, if the top is strong and it closes well, you can put the gallon of water and herbs on the side. And now you can place your feet into that tub of water. So you can sit in a comfortable chair. Again, you can have a blanket. Other thing I also find helpful for people is to get some herbal tea and put a bit of honey in the tea, because we all know life can be bitter, and a little bit of honey can sweeten everything up, especially this practice. So you got the herbal tea, a little bit of honey, and you're sipping it, and you put your feet are resting in the herbs and the water, and it's nice and warm. Wrap the blanket around you. Take a deep breath in. Feels good. Yeah, I love this practice. I think it's very beautiful and very powerful. Okay, sit back, relax. Just diving into your inner landscape, feeling that inner world. Feeling whatever issues or upsets or challenges that you have. Any kind of challenge is okay. Because let's remember, the lotus flower feeds off the mud. And in the Sangoma culture, the way we connect with our spirit is through looking at our challenges, looking at our pain. What is hurting us? And we pray to our pain. That's how we connect with our spirit. So I want you to see your challenges and your obstacles as a way for you to connect with your higher self, as a way for you to connect more deeply with the great spirit, the great dreamer. Because our challenges, whether they're physical or emotional, are very humbling. And the only way that we can connect with our spirit and with nature is through great humility and through grace. So look at your own emotional pain in a soft way and just look at it. Don't try and analyze it or fix it. Just breathe it in. Be aware of it and release it into the plants. release it through your feet into the plant medicine. And don't even ask your question of, why am I doing this? Is this going to work? What? Don't worry. The most important is that you are relaxed and that you are enjoying this process, that you are allowing yourself to relax completely and to surrender. And just to feel. Feel the inner world. Feel the heat in your feet. Breathing in. Breathing out. You might have no issues at all. It all might be wonderful. Often that is the way. Often when I have my feet in the plants, I just feel so good. And in those moments, it's great. I'll just breathe in the light, breathe in a sense of energy and optimism, and breathe out through my feet and just let go. However, sometimes if there is something I'm working with, maybe it's a broken relationship or physical pain or struggles, I bring that to mind when I'm in this moment of resting and having my feet in the plants. I just breathe in the challenge or the obstacle or the difficulty and I just release it into the plants, just consciously, mindfully, intentionally releasing it into the plants. So if you can rest like this for 15 minutes, that's good practice. And if you can't, then the question is, why not? Because the leopard rests, and then it hunts, it stalks, and it survives. So for a lot of us, we need to learn how to rest. And what this practice can teach is how to rest. As you rest, so your intuition opens. As you rest, you can absorb and integrate these teachings. But most importantly, as you rest with your feet in the plants and you listen to your heartbeat, you can move closer to yourself and you can move closer to your potential and your gifts. So I don't want to talk too much. I'm just going to encourage you to listen to your heartbeat like we've been doing, breathing in through your nose or your mouth if your nose is blocked. Feel your heartbeat. Now with your feet in the water, it actually makes it a lot easier to feel your heartbeat. So you listen to your heartbeat. And now, as you listen to your heartbeat, just ask yourself the question of how are you? Listening to the response back, breathing into it. And now you can ask yourself the question of, where is my spirit? And if your spirit is right there and it tells you how it is and it's all very clear, then the next thing is, why do I eat every day? What is my face before I was born? What is my face going to be when I die? This will connect you very, very quickly to your spirit, to your soul. So a key area here is, why do I eat every day? What is my direction? If that is clear for you, if you are following your life path, then the simple thing next is, how can I realize my calling more in this world? Or it could just be, thank you that I found my calling, and then just let go. So you're breathing in and out. And I want you to tune into the subtle differences that you experience now with the plants connecting in a subtle way to your feet and to your body? How does it feel? That part of you is actually in the earth now. Part of you is actually being held by the plant kingdom, by this green soup. This primal green soup is actually holding and anchoring your feet. I want you to feel that. How does it feel? And then just tune into any subtle changes or differences that you may feel now. Because we've been doing this heartbeat meditation for the last few sessions, and now this is the first time we're doing it where your feet are being held by plants. Your feet are being held by this green energy, this primal soup. Breathe in the light, breathe in the air, the prana, and just consciously breathe out any challenges you may have in your life, or just a sense of challenges, just breathing it out into the mixture. Feel this plant ally holding your feet and helping you to become a better human being. Helping you through absorbing any kind of toxicity, any kind of challenges or negativities that you may have, worries, emotions. The plants, feel how the plants are just gently and easily absorbing it and receiving it from you. How does it feel? Notice the subtle differences. And this is one of the reasons why I'm saying to you that it's very important that you try working with one plant at a time so you can sense the differences between each of the plants. How does white sage feel compared to rosemary and lavender and mugwort? Each of these plants are different. It's like a relationship with a friend. You may enjoy having tea or coffee, and different friends will hold the conversation or hold you energetically in a different way. Maybe one friend talks more and you listen more. Maybe one friend is very bubbly and makes you laugh. It's the same thing with plants. It's very subtle. But this work is about engaging with these subtle energies. Feeling all of this now. Feeling this primal soup that's holding your hands or holding your feet. So you might have your hands in the basin or your feet. One or the other. At the moment, we're doing the feet. So just feeling how this primal green soup is absorbing and pulling the energy from you, the negative energy, the challenges. You're just naturally releasing it into the plants. And also feel how you're just being held. Just that sense of your body being held in this warm soup, this warm green soup. Now I'd like to, if you've had your feet in for 15 minutes, tuning into your heart and your spirit and being aware of how you're feeling and what changes you've undergone. And then take your feet out gently and just drip dry on a towel nearby. And then you can take a little bit of the tobacco that we had previously. And you're just going to put the tobacco, the loose tobacco, in your left hand. And just spit into it so your spirit connects with those herbs, with that tobacco. And then you're going to put that mixture into the plant and a water mix. And then I'm going to teach you how to do a special ceremonial prayer outside. You're going to take this mixture of plants and water. You've already put the herbs in with your spit, which is connected to your spirit. And now, don't dry your feet. Just let your feet drip dry a bit. And then you're going to go outside, wherever you are. You're going to go outside onto the earth. Okay, so you walk outside, take your time, maybe get someone to open the door for you. Go onto the land. This whole practice is about bringing you in contact with your spirit and in contact with the earth. Okay, so you're going to go outside. Walk on the land. Don't worry about being barefoot. Just make sure that there's nothing sharp that you're going to stand on. So you stand on the earth, and then you're going to do this little prayer. So this prayer is very simple. You're going to stand and face a tree or just face the nature, and you're going to say your name. So it goes like this. You're going to announce yourself and use your voice as I'm talking to you. And you're going to say, my name is, say your full name. Include your mother's maiden name and your father's. And if you're married, your husband's or wife's. My name is. I honor and praise the Great Spirit and all my ancestors and spirit guides in this world and the next. And the second sentence. I call on the Great Spirit and all my ancestors and spirit guides in this world and the next, and I ask you to please help remove all obstacles and negativities from my body, mind, and spirit, and so allowing me to fulfill my destiny in this world and the next. And then in one quick action, you're going to throw the mixture of plants, water, and herbs. You're going to throw it, and you're going to go, away negativity, away obstacles. So we do it quickly. Away negativity, away obstacles. And then you can put the bucket on its side, on the back. And then just take a moment. You can bring your hands together. And then you can just do a little bow of thanks. The bow of thanks is thanking all the elements that have come to play for the ceremony. So it'll be thanking the plants, thanking the Great Spirit, the ancestors, thanking me. And thanking these techniques that I've learned and my people who've taught these to me. So just a sense of thanks. You don't even have to say it out loud. Just a sense of thanks while you're bowing. Because a key element of these teachings that I'm bringing you is gratitude. Siyabulela, we give thanks. Tobekila, humility. And all this comes together to create a sense of grace. When you have grace, your visions come. When you have grace, you can connect to the divine in a multitude of ways. So learning how to say thank you in a graceful way where you're really feeling it is a way of opening your heart and opening your path. Okay, so he's saying thank you, bowing or feeling the thanks inside, and then moving inside. And then just taking a moment to sit and feel your body, feel any changes that have occurred. Closing your eyes, tuning into your heartbeat. Taking a breath in and out. And now a couple of points I'd like to make, and that is, once you've done the cleanse, I don't recommend that you have a bath or a shower later on. Don't wash your body afterwards because you want to leave the plants on your feet so that they can continue to do their work. Make sure that you have enough water because often when you're working with the feet, your body can start to go into a bit of a detox. A very gentle detox, but nevertheless, a bit of a detox. So make sure you have some water. So if you can, not to wash or bathe later on is good. And then the next morning you can continue in your normal bathing regime. So like I said, this is a 3-day program. So you can get the tub that you just washed in, the foot tub, wash it with soap, and then also use some sea salt. Sea salt is very good to cleanse any kind of spiritual energies. It's very good to cleanse. So use that. Some soap. Scrub it first and then put some sea salt in and rinse it out. Then the next day, you're going to do the same thing. You're going to pour half of the gallon of herbs and water into that mixture. Again, put hot water with it. Make sure it's a good temperature, that's comfortable and it's warm. You will do the same prayer outside with the tobacco and the releasing prayer, as I've mentioned to you. You're going to use the same releasing prayer. Then fill up the gallon of water again. Don't add any more herbs, just fill it up, the gallon of water. Leave it on its side. If you want to cook it again, you can, but otherwise just let it ferment naturally. And then the third day, you're going to pour most of the water and herbs into your bucket, your washing bucket, your foot bucket. And then the little bit of herbs that you've got at the bottom in the gallon of water, you can just release outside with a bit of tobacco just to say thank you. Thanks to the universe or thanks to the plants, just a sense of gratitude for the ceremony and for those plants. So when you do the second and third day, you will notice that the plant mixture is going to get lighter and lighter. But don't worry about that. It's a bit like homeopathy. Sometimes it just takes a couple of days. And the third day, even though it might look like it's quite diluted, it will still be effective. And it will still keep working on your spirit, on your body, and on your soul in terms of helping to cleanse you and also protect you. So it is important after you've done the cleanse, like I mentioned to you a few minutes ago, it is important that you don't wash your body with soap and shampoo afterwards, that you just let your body be so that the herbs can protect your body, so that you can, when you're sleeping, you can feel the effect of this plant medicine on you. So if your feet have got an injury, or if you want to try and do this another way, you can also do a hand cleanse. So instead of putting your feet in, you can put your hands in, because we're always using our hands. And the advantage of cleansing the hands, it's a slightly different kind of meditation. And at some point, I recommend that you try it. So if you would like to go and procure your own plant medicine, I'm going to explain to you or give you some ideas on how you can go about doing that. So if you want to go and collect some pine needles from your nearby tree, or cedar, or rosemary, or lavender, or mugwort, the way I normally do it is that I normally approach the plant, say the rosemary, for example, and I'll just touch the plant or hold on to it gently, and I'll just say my name. My name is John Keith Kelly Lockley. And then I say, I would like to use you in a plant ceremony to help cleanse and protect my spirit so that I can become a better human being. I ask for permission to use some of you in my healing ceremony. And then I put down a little bit of tobacco as an offering. Just a little bit of tobacco, because sometimes tobacco can burn plants in terms of the roots. So you just put a little bit down. And then I just listen, close my eyes and feel, is this correct? 99 times, or at least 90% of the time, it is correct. And you just take the plant. And then afterwards, once you've taken enough of the plant, you just say thank you again. Put a bit of tobacco down. And then you've got your mixture that you can use for your cleansing, for you to use to mix with your mortar and pestle. So in the beginning, like I mentioned earlier, I recommend that you just work with one plant at a time. And the advantage of that is that you will get a sense of that plant. So less is more when you're dealing with indigenous plants and indigenous plant techniques. One plant will help to connect you to the universe. If you put 20 plants in, or 5 plants, or a whole lot of plants into the mix, just because you think it's going to make it more powerful, that's incorrect. It's the same with rhythm. If you use one rhythm, you can go into trance and connect with the divine, one rhythm. And that's the rhythm I've been working with, which is the heartbeat rhythm. So the same principles apply with plants. One plant that you connect with in a good and strong way, you can use to heal yourself and it can become your ally. So I want you to explore that. I recommend that you explore working with one plant at a time. And then if you feel like mixing the plants in the beginning, I wouldn't recommend mixing more than three plants. But for now, just try one at a time. And again, as mentioned earlier, just make sure that the plants are safe in your environment in terms of whether you can use them as an external wash. The plants in your immediate vicinity would be the best plants to use. For you to become familiar with this technique, we have been working with white sage today because it's easy to procure, it's easy to get hold of from shops, and it's a beautiful cleansing plant that has wonderful properties. The properties of sage, white sage, is ukuvulandlela, is to open the road, is to remove obstacles, and also to strengthen your spirit. So if you've got hidden gifts and you're struggling to bring those gifts into the world, cleansing with white sage will definitely help you. It helps you to step more into yourself with courage and with more vitality. So it's a beautiful plant to work with. I know a lot of my colleagues and friends here in North America and also in Europe, they use white sage as smudging sticks. You burn them and then they move them around your body to move the smoke as a kind of a smudge around your body to help remove negativity and to help cleanse you. So a lot of people use it as a smudge stick. That's the second way of using sage. So for those of you who already have sage as a practice, this might be a novel way for you to use it in terms of cleansing. Okay, so we've done really well today with this plant medicine. And I look forward to introducing you to the next session, which is going to be working with overcoming obstacles on our spiritual path. I built this garden for us. I built this garden for us. I built this garden for us. I built this garden for us.
And darling, when you're cold, I'll hold you tight and keep
Velocity Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with Fallen Woman, a weekly psychic fusion of forward thoughts, far out ideas, magical foray, and spellbinding song, stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.